Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome to the show where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. We've hit a milestone today, and we've reached double-digit episodes. This is episode number 10, and as always, every Wednesday, I'll be answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding, and bringing you expert advice from the most amazing wedding professionals in the industry. This is likely the first time you're planning a wedding, and with that comes a huge learning curve. There's so much you don't realize you need to know, which is often the cause of what I like to call planning panic. And because I was in your shoes and felt that panic too, big time, I want to help you shorten that learning curve to take the overwhelm out of planning your wedding and to make it as fun and as stress-free as possible. So my goal with this podcast is to give you all the tools and education you need so you could plan your wedding with ease. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for being here. I encourage you to go back through past episodes, subscribe to the show in Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or Stitcher, and follow us over at stepbystepweddingprep.com. If you know anyone who's getting married, please share this with them as well. And if this podcast is one that's truly helping you, I'd love if you would go ahead and leave a review. It would really mean a lot. So today we're going to be talking about elopements and what they are, the old school stigma and misconceptions behind them, and most importantly, if they're right for you. So to help us do this, we've chatted with an awesome elopement wedding planner who creates curated elopements and intimate weddings located right here in the Hudson Valley. They provide customizable adventure experiences for couples looking to have their wedding in a meaningful and original way. So sit back and enjoy my conversation with Maria Krine, who's the owner and planner at Adventure Elopements of the Hudson Valley. Hi, Maria. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I'm excited to have you on the show because we've spoken a lot about traditional weddings. And I feel like traditional weddings sort of get the majority of the press and you know, that's what people mostly talk about. But I feel like elopements really need to have their special place. And as we've seen now, you know, with traditional weddings, so many couples have had to reschedule lately, you know, because you know, there's so many restrictions on how many people you could have together at one time and social distancing. And because elopements are done with so few people, I'm curious to know, you know, with all the restrictions in place, what's the status of elopements now? Are we seeing the same kind of trend that's been happening with traditional weddings where people have had to reschedule their elopements? Or are people still kind of going through with them because they're done with so few people?
I would say that right now there are fewer. Some couples are choosing still to elope, and that's fantastic. However, I know a lot of areas have stopped issuing marriage licenses. So, you know, that has hindered the process for a lot of people. Some people had them prior to a lot of the stay-at-home orders. Those people have either chosen to go ahead and elope. Usually it's just them and their officiant and photographer, but really no more. So there has been a decline as well in this side of the industry with just elopements and intimate weddings. There are fewer. That doesn't mean that they're not happening. It's just more difficult because now, of course, you can't go and get your marriage license, depending your certificate, depending on where you're located. So it is important, if it is something you are considering doing, to check with your local city hall or issuing office, wherever that may be, to see if that is something that they are still issuing right now.
Wow. And you bring up a really good point that I hadn't even thought about is, you know, marriage licenses and getting those done, because those are really time specific, because you can only get them within a certain amount of time before you get married. So that's a really interesting point that you bring up. And I think a lot of couples, regardless if, you know, if they're having an elopement or not, that they need to be aware of. So that's really a good point that you bring up. Now, have you noticed with traditional weddings being rescheduled, have more couples chosen to do elopements, you know, maybe in the next like couple months, and then doing like a big like reception or something later? Have you noticed a trend in that, like just people opting for something smaller for whenever they can get married, and then doing something larger a little bit later?
Yes, actually I have. I have had a couple of couples reach out to me recently who were planning on having larger events, and due to the pandemic right now and just overall concerns about even when it is lifted, you know, how safe is it really going to be immediately after, things like that. So they're kind of concerned about things along those lines, which has been kind of guiding them to the decision of maybe we should do something a little bit smaller, more intimate now, whenever the bans lift for gatherings. You know, one couple went from 150 person wedding to now they're considering doing just 20, for whenever that can happen for them. And then having a party about 6 months is kind of their guess later. So that's just one of the many examples of couples who are kind of making sure that they're being flexible while also kind of getting their cake at the end too and eating it, you know? So they're going to have the best of both worlds. It's definitely not, they're not really giving up anything. So that's really important to know. You know, right now things are really difficult for so many couples, and rescheduling and canceling seems like just a really big deal and really, you know, making people very nervous. But if you are open to being a little flexible, having something small now and enjoying it intimately, not right now, but soon, and then having a larger gathering later on, that can definitely help settle your nerves and settle your fears. And also you get to kind of enjoy your moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cause then, you know, at that point, you know, the hard part is over. And I say hard part, you know, with air quotes, because, you know, the actual getting married is sort of like, I don't want to say the hardest part, but the most, the thing that couples stress out over the most, you know, like they just want to be married. So at least, you know, at that point you're married and, you know, that's, you know, done and settled. And then you could really enjoy yourself, like what you said, you know, enjoy a nice party a little bit later on down the road. And I should mention too, for those of you who are listening, that we are recording this in New York. So we're basing this conversation off of, government restrictions from our governor in New York. So if you're listening to this in a different state, the rules may be a little bit different. But as for right now, these are the rules for New York State. And this is being recorded in the middle of April. So just to give you a little bit of feedback on that. So then I'm really curious, because, you know, you hear so many couples, especially brides, they get so fed up with wedding planning. They get so stressed out. They're like, I just want to elope. Like, they just kind of like, you know, they just give it all up. And, you know, they just say they want to elope. And it's sort of become, I don't know, kind of like the butt of jokes, you know, like, you know, anytime somebody feels stressed out or like they just don't want to do it, they're like, just elope. So I'm kind of curious to hear from you. What exactly are elopements? Because I feel like there's been a stigma around them for so long. You know, so I'm kind of curious to know, like, you know, what exactly is an elopement, and what are some of the common misconceptions people have about them?
So the interesting thing about elopements and intimate weddings, which is what I specialize in, is that these are kind of like hot words, you know, there's a little secret here. And that is that These are like catchphrases, adventure elopement, micro wedding, intimate wedding. These are just kind of hot phrases that are meant to be vague. And that's kind of awesome because it means that whatever this is, it's not necessarily traditional, but you get to make it your own. So elopements mean something different to most people. Now, most people I've spoken to think elopements means just the two of you and your officiant, that's it, right? What I consider an elopement and what we consider elopements at Adventure Elopements of the Hudson Valley is a very, very tiny group of people, you know, usually like five or six people. It's the couple, maybe their siblings and parents, and I really sincerely hope your pets. and that's my idea of an elopement. It's something super tiny, and it's you guys getting married in front of those people that you're not afraid to trip and fall in front of, which was totally one of my fears. When I got married, I was so afraid that I was going to trip down the aisle because I was adamant that I wanted to get married outside. Uh-huh. And maybe not the most, you know, light-footed person there is. I was so afraid that I was going to trip and fall. And then there were so many other factors that I thought about. And one was, you know, my husband and I, we've been together for so long. We got married on our 6-year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So we've been together for so long, and it's like the funny little weird jokes that we have that I definitely wanted to include in our wedding ceremony. Yeah. You know, who would I really be comfortable saying these really awkward things in front of? Not very many people, you know, like, so what I consider the elopement is that little group of people that know you guys so well that they're going to laugh with you and they're going to think you guys are fun and you're comfortable saying these quirky things and inside jokes in front of, you know, you're not sweating the small stuff in front of these people. So elopements really to me are just that really teeny tiny near and dear group of people gathered to support you in that day. Then we have intimate weddings. Micro weddings, small weddings, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And those are what we consider about groups of 40, 45 people, kind of max. And I've really thought about this, okay? I think that number is that sweet spot.
Okay, I was just going to ask you.
Yeah, I really do think that that's that sweet spot that still makes it super cozy and super focused on you guys, and that hyper awareness and those irrational fears that we all have, they kind of dissipate because you're not worried about putting on a show for everyone else or pleasing so many people or catering to so many people. Or one big thing today, you know, we're naturally in this competition. We want to have what she has or what he has, or I saw this at their wedding. You don't have to do that when you have these tiny intimate gatherings because these are the people who really know you and love you and support you. So they're really there for you. And it's just a really amazing feeling.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. And you bring up a good point too. Like I feel, you know, obviously like the bigger the wedding, the more challenges you have, you know, trying to coordinate everybody. And, you know, at a certain point, you know, I think that's what sort of maybe makes brides stress out because they have so many people that, you know, they quote like need to please, you know, or, you know, they need to like put on a show. And I like what you said about it feeling like a competition. And I really believe that, you know, and it's sort of like, you know, it's not like a full out competition, but you know, you do see people, you know, like you go to weddings and you see what they had and you want that too. And you almost kind of feel like you have to live up to certain expectations when you have a larger group of people. So I really love that the feel of a wedding that has, you know, 40 or, you know, 45 people or less, you know, which is really cool.
Yeah. And that's kind of one of the big things that we're about is making sure that our couples don't feel like it's just their wedding. We want this to really be an experience. And for you to really get the most out of your experience, we want to make sure that it is as meaningful as possible and that the people who are there are the most meaningful.
Now, is it safe to say that elopements, you know, because of the size, are generally a lot cheaper than a traditional wedding?
Yes, it actually goes both ways.
Oh, so, okay.
I've gotten couples who want to elope strictly because we want to make sure that everyone can have that dream wedding, that magical, whimsical day with any budget. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we can make happen. But then there are also couples who say, we want to elope. And you know what? It's just going to be us. So for the weekend, let's do spa treatments all weekend. Oh, wow. And five-star restaurants, three meals a day, and, you know, really going for it. And I think that that's awesome because it really means that there's a spot for everyone here and there are no restrictions. So that's the beautiful thing. You can elope with as much or as little money as you want to spend. There is no budget that we cannot cater to.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, the folks that do end up eloping, do they want big receptions? Like, do they have a reception later, or is that really just not like their focus? Like, they don't really care so much about the reception. They just want the ceremony to be really small and intimate and private.
It really depends on the couple, this one, because I do have a decent amount of people who do just want the elopement and they don't want to really have that big party because it's not as meaningful to them. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. Then on the other hand, I do see a lot of people who they want to have that big gathering and have all their friends and family and, you know, people fly in and all of these accommodations, but maybe they needed a little extra time to save that money.
Mm.
Or maybe they, you know, were like me and they were just really, really nervous and they wanted to make it super private and cozy and comfortable, you know, whatever the circumstances. But yes, there are definitely two different sides to this coin. There's couples who very much so want that big party after, and then there are couples who absolutely under no circumstances want to have any kind of big gathering. I will say that we got married, we eloped in October, and we had a super intimate elopement up in the mountains in the Catskills, and we were actually planning on having a large party in June.
Oh.
So I can totally understand, you know, what a lot of my couples and couples in general are going through right now with the postponing and the canceling and rescheduling. It is a different world to navigate in.
You just got married this past October?
Yes.
Wow, congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
How exciting. You know, obviously, like, you know, you had your motives behind wanting an elopement. For couples who, I don't know, maybe they're thinking about it, you know, they might say it jokingly, but in the back of their head, they may be like really seriously considering an elopement. The couples that come to you for an elopement, like, what is, we kind of went over this, but what is their reason for it? Is it mainly for like budget reasons? Is it more of they want like something quiet and cozy? Is it more of maybe they're coming into the area as like a destination wedding? Like, what is their motive behind adventure elopements?
I think my core group of couples, they really are here because they're just not followers at all. You know, they're super brave. They want to elope or have this intimate wedding versus a traditional one because they're true to themselves. They're authentic to their vision, and that's just what they happen to envision.
Mm-hmm.
Eloping and explaining things later, it takes a real badass to do that. So the couples are very, very different. They're much more relaxed, much more laid back, and their motives generally are that they just don't want to deal with any of the fuss. They just want to be themselves and not have any kind of like weirdness or stiffness, you know, that a lot of traditional weddings carry. It's not for them. So I think that it's really great that they're staying true and staying authentic to what feels right for them.
And I like what you say earlier too, about how there's different levels of elopements. You know, you could have something as small as like, you know, 2 to 4 people, or you could even go up to something as, you know, as many as like 45 people and still have that sort of, you know, coziness and
yeah, the intimacy is there.
And I think that's something that, that couples may not realize they could do. Cause I think, at least in my mind anyway, when I think of an elopement, I just think like, you know, it's the couple and maybe, you know, two other people. And I know for like so many years it's been like, oh, you know, like if you elope, you know, it's done in secrecy, like nobody should know, you know.
Yeah, like a taboo thing.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, is so weird because now I feel like there's a push, you know, people want the intimacy, you know, people want, they don't want the stress and they don't want the hassle and they don't want the fuss. You know, they just want, you know, they just want to be married and they just want the people that are closest to them there.
Yeah. When people are first considering eloping, what I really like to do is sit down and us talk about what are your absolute priorities. And I go by, you know, what happened with me was when I was planning and going to all of these places and doing all the planning for the original wedding that we were thinking about having, I sat down and I realized, wait a second, the most important things for me are having my dogs there. And, you know, I knew, you know, I wanted to look a certain way so I could feel a certain way, not feel like everyday me kind of thing. And that was important to me because I knew that I would look back on it. So the first steps really are just considering what is most important to you. So even though these things have had a certain reputation in the past, they don't really mean that anymore at all.
Definitely. Which is nice. You know, it's good to know that, you know, times are changing and, you know, there's no stigma around it anymore. It's really more of a feeling, you know, it's like,
do yes, you want that's something, exactly right.
Yeah. You know, it's like, do you want something small and intimate, or do you want something a little bit grander and a little bit more formal? And, you know, so it really depends on like what feeling you're going for. And if you want that feeling, then an elopement, it could be right for you for sure. Yeah. Now, your company is called Aventure Elopements. So what is Aventure Elopements of the Hudson Valley. But what is the difference between an adventure elopement and a traditional elopement?
So Adventure Elopements is really focused on the full experience of your day or weekend or however long you plan on celebrating formally, right? It's a full-on curated experience. We go over every aspect of all of the different days, what's most important to you, how would you like to do this, you know, let's make it an adventure, let's make it an experience. Maybe you want to, you know, go skiing and you want to get married on the slopes. Well, we can make this happen for you with a photographer, with the full planning. Maybe you want to charter a boat on the Hudson. We can do that. There are so many endless options with adventure elopements, and that's really what makes us special is making it a concierge service so that you're getting that full experience of the first day or 2 days or 3 days with your new spouse, doing things that you love, that make you happy. We're just going to go for it. And you know, regular elopements can do that to an extent. But you, again, have to do all the work. Here, we do the work for you so that you can make sure that you're relaxed and any questions that you have, I'm here to help guide you through this time. You know, there are things that are available that you might not find, you know, if you're trying to do it yourself. We have packages which are discounted. We have all sorts of different perks. So working with the company, it's just something to kind of help.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, you know, as you were talking, it kind of brought up another question to me because, you know, with elopements and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm getting the sense that they could really be done anywhere because it is such a, you know, such a small group of people. Whereas like a traditional wedding, you know, you may find some challenges in where you can have, where you can hold your wedding because you're dealing with so many more people. Is that sort of a fair assumption to make?
I mean, there are some restrictions, you know, like private property and things like that, that we have to be mindful of. But generally I have found that, you know, if you're working with someone and they know that this is going to be an intimate gathering, and you're respectful of that space, they're usually fairly lenient depending on who it is. But there are very, very few restrictions when it comes to where you can elope, which is a magical thing. I mean, mountaintops, the middle of the river, wherever you want, it's open to you.
Wow, that's awesome. So it really does truly make it an adventure.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
There are a lot of things that get bypassed this way. And, you know, we work with a lot of private residences. So that's also something that you can have something indoors. And it will be totally unique and different. And it's not going to be like, you know, insert couple here, insert couple there. It's going to be very, very unique.
Now, actually, well, that brings me to another question, though, because folks that have elopements, do they want it like outside of their home? Or do you feel like they want home weddings? Or does it just kind of depend?
With adventure elopements, they usually want to go somewhere. They want to do something. These are more adventurous by nature couples. They're more outdoorsy. They're more recreational. They hang out. They do things outside of the home. Usually, you know, something involved with nature. And I'm grateful for those people because they're the ones that truly understand one of the really, really big rules. We have zero rules here. There are no rules to weddings except for one. And that's really just that we comply with the 7 leave no trace principles. So, you know, it's take in, take out. We're conscious of, you know, fragile environments, and those are the couples that really appreciate that, and they make sure to follow through with that. So there's no, you know, leaving popped champagne corks out there or anything like that. But we're still having a great time doing it. So
yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So is there any last minute tips that you have for anybody who might be listening right now?
You know, think about what you really want. If you want to wait and have your big, beautiful wedding, definitely wait, be patient. You're more than welcome to start planning, but be mindful that, you know, things might extend or we don't have a time frame, but that doesn't mean you can't dream about it, right? And if you are feeling like, no, the most important thing is really just being married at this point. We don't care as much about the ceremony as we do about the marriage, then consider eloping or having something small. And again, you know, start that planning process, envision it, think about what's important for that day, and go with it. You know, reach out to people that you love and see how they feel about it, if that's also important to you. Being transparent is probably something that's going to help you in the long run.
If
you
definitely
do consider, yeah, if you are considering eloping, it's definitely something to, you know, share with maybe just parents or siblings or, you know, whoever you, if you are already planning, you know, speak with your bridal parties and your groomsmen. You know, just keeping everyone in the loop. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to contact.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much. Well, we're almost out of time, but before we leave, I just wanted to do something that I do with all of our guests, which is to ask them 5 fun questions, sort of like a lightning round. So does that sound good to you?
Sounds good.
All right. Awesome. All right. So the first question is, what was the last nice thing you did for somebody outside of the wedding business?
Last week, I mailed out little personalized gifts and cards to people that I hadn't seen in a while because of the quarantine. So I've started to get the phone calls of, oh my goodness, this Aww. Is so cute kind of thing. And, you know, just something that picked a couple of people up and me too. So that was exciting.
Oh, nice. Nice. I know, it's those little things, like a little thing could go a long way and really like brighten someone's day for sure. Now, how did you get into wedding planning and elopements? So I know you had an elopement. Was that sort of like the impetus for starting your business, or how did that start?
So I had been considering doing something like this before I eloped. And then when I started the process of planning my elopement and looking at the resources out there, I didn't see anything for me specifically. And I just kept on thinking, wait a second, if I want this, maybe other people will want it too, and I can help them because now I've gone through the hoops with this. There was no rock left unturned by the time I was done asking questions and planning and doing the whole thing. So it really was the love child of my wedding, but it definitely was kind of like in the back of my head before then, was sort of, I love weddings. I think I just love. All the super corny stuff, I love it. Yeah. And, I just thought, wait a second, there are other people out there who are going to say, we just want like an awesome Airbnb and our dogs there and to run around in the woods and play on rope swings and do all this and that. So if I'm in this boat, I'm not in it alone. So let's see.
Awesome. Well, you said you got married in October. What's been your favorite part of being a newlywed?
Oh my gosh. Since I am so obsessed with marriage and love and all of that, all of it. Is that a good answer? Because all of it, I love it all. Yeah. We both work from home now, which is new. So we got married and then I've always worked from home. And then 3 months later, my husband started working from home. And at first I was like, I don't know about this. And now I'm like, hey babe, what do you want for lunch? Hey babe, you want some breakfast? Like just being able to enjoy every single day together, the whole day.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I love it. I'm like, yes, you picked the right person and the right person picked you because it's just fun. It's fun all the time. And that's, before he was working in Connecticut. And again, we're right here in New York. And he had a 2 hour plus commute each way.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
So we would enjoy the couple of hours maybe that we would have together a night. And we're very, we joke and laugh all the time and to an absurd amount. It gets weird, I'm sure, for other people. But it's so fun that now we can just keep having fun all the time. Not like, oh, he's going to go to bed and then I'm not going to see him for, 14 hours the next day. And that's all gone. So it's just been super fun. I just love it.
Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. So this is the new normal, forever or for
this
a
is
long
our new normal. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice. Very cool. So I have one more question for you. What's something on your bucket list?
So I have always wanted to get a camper and go to all of the parks, the national parks.
Nice.
I think that would be super cool to do. I should also know that I don't particularly like being in the car and I don't really like long car rides. So don't ask me really what I'm thinking here. But I really, really think I would love to do this because it's just something that I always, I grew up I'm an 80s baby and I grew up in the 90s. And I just remember all of those shows and movies about packing the family up in the RV and we're going, right? Well, we didn't have an RV. So now I want one and I want to do this because I feel like I totally missed out on something at some point.
Yeah. Well, we are almost out of time. But before I let you go, where can people find you?
So my website is www.adventureelopementshv.com. You can find me on Instagram at adventureelopementshv, Facebook, www.facebook.com/adventureelopementshv, and also on Pinterest, adventureelopementshv.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Maria, so much for your time. And I'll make sure to post all those links in our show notes so people can find you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. So there you have it, our interview with Maria Krein of Adventure Elopements of the Hudson Valley. I hope that you found this episode helpful for you, especially if you might have been on the fence as to whether or not an elopement was right for you. And as always, if you have a wedding planning question you would like answered on the show, absolutely send them our way. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at SBS Wedding Prep. And if you're a Hudson Valley couple, visit us on weddingconnectionshv.com and on Instagram at wedconnecthv. So until next time, happy planning.